NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, predicts 9 to 15 named storms between June 1st and November 30th. Jerry Bell at NOAA says 4 to 8 of them are projected to become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 of those could become major storms with 111-mile-an-hour winds or higher.
4 to 8 hurricanes is a lot. 2 to 4 major hurricanes is a lot. So the key message is we're expecting a near-normal season, but regardless, that's a lot of activity. You need to start getting prepared for the hurricane season now.
From the standpoint of preparedness rather than meteorology, Bell says they saw two completely different sets of impacts last year from Hurricanes Florence and Michael.
Florence was approaching the Carolinas, it weakened, and then it stalled. So it produced record rainfall and massive flooding throughout the Carolinas. Michael was a very strong storm, became a Category 5 storm at landfall, and basically decimated everything in its path.
For 2019, there are competing climate factors that could affect storms in the Atlantic and Gulf of Mexico, a weak El Niño, and the ongoing high activity patterns that have been around since 1995. Bell says there's some uncertainty based on model predictions about how strong each of those factors could be.
Most models at this point are predicting a weak El Niño with limited impacts, and most models at this point are predicting warmer Atlantic temperatures, but not too warm. So it looks at this time that a near normal season is most likely.
As for getting out of the high activity pattern, Bell says there's no indication of that happening anytime soon.
As far as predicting when it will end, there's no way to know. I mean, this cycle goes way back. We see it way back into the late 1800s when we started getting kind of decent ocean data to even be able to monitor these patterns. But no, there's no way to know.
Some non-government forecasters project a weaker storm system, pointing to the El Niño. Hurricane researcher Phil Klotzbach at Colorado State University predicts the Atlantic season overall will be about three-quarters as strong as normal.
We're calling for a total of 13 named storms. Of those 13, 5 becoming hurricanes, and of those 5, 2 becoming major Category 3, 4, 5 hurricanes, winds of 111 miles per hour or greater. An average season has about 6 hurricanes and 3 major hurricanes, just a little bit below the long-term average.
Klotzbach's team predicts a 48% chance of a storm hitting the U.S. coastline, 28% chance of Florida downstate being hit, and a 30% chance for the Gulf Coast between Texas and the Florida Panhandle. All are slightly below average.
Hello, I'm Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson. Living next to the Gulf is no doubt one of the reasons we love Pensacola. But with all the perks that come with our Emerald Water views, it does mean we're susceptible to tropical storms and hurricanes.
Meanwhile, the city of Pensacola is out with a video featuring the mayor, who offers advice on how to cope with the storm and its aftermath. His message, be prepared whether you're a resident or just visiting.
Have a plan for your family. That includes knowing your zone and following evacuation orders. If you've been ordered to evacuate in Escambia County, we expect your compliance. So identify somewhere your family and your pets will go beforehand. It can be a friend or a family's house outside of the evacuation zone, a hotel, or at last resort, a public shelter.
Also, be sure to make a hurricane kit with enough supplies to help you get past the initial post-hurricane period.
You know the saying, the first 72 are on you. If we get hit by a storm, emergency services could be affected. So have enough food, water, and supplies for each person to last 3 days or longer. You'll also want to have flashlights, a first aid kit, and a battery-operated radio.
To that end, Floridians will have 7 days to build a hurricane season stockpile free of sales taxes beginning on Friday.
Monitor the storm, know how to get official information, and sign up for emergency alerts. We want to keep you and your family safe this season. The City of Pensacola is working closely with Escambia County and our other emergency partners to ensure that.
More information is available at cityofpensacola.com/be ready. Hurricane season traditionally begins June 1st, but last week, subtropical storm Andrea briefly popped up in the Atlantic, marking the fifth straight year a named storm came in May or earlier. The next names on the list are Barry, Chantel, Dorian, Aaron, Fernand, and Gabrielle. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.